Soon his fame spread far and wide. Long gawky cornstalk youths used to ride miles to see him, and a kind of exhibition used to be given on a Sunday for the benefit of visitors. Stumpy was chained up by a fairly long chain, and the entertainment consisted of taking a dog, one that knew Stumpy's prowess for choice, and then getting Stumpy out to the full length of his chain and giving him a fair hold of the visiting dog's tail. A most exciting struggle would ensue. The hospitable Stumpy would drag with might and main to get his guest within the reach of his chain, and the frenzied excitement in his face as he felt the other dog's tail slipping out of his teeth was awful to witness. The other dog, meanwhile, industriously scratched gravel to get away. Sometimes he turned and confronted Stumpy, but no dog ever did that more than once. Once was more than enough. And on any second appearance, they would devote all their energies to pulling away and praying that their tails would break. Sometimes the tail was bitten through by Stumpy, and on these occasions the dog was, if possible, recaptured, and the affair was started fresh, fair and square. If Stumpy pulled the dog into his reach, he used to drag him back into the centre of the circle covered by his chain, shorten his hold on the tail in a workmanlike manner, until he got him right up close to him, when he would suddenly release the tail and make a spring for the dog's neck. This was the most exciting.